2.2.15 论述类题目的特点，全文翻译练习，学校的规则，提升后的范文。
Children are expected to obey different rules either at home or at school. Strict discipline is sometimes important, but it would have an adverse impact on children's problem-solving abilities. The main function of rules is to hold children accountable for their behavior and to help them develop good behavior patterns from a young age. Rules dictate how they behave in different contexts and what they should do and handle demands of the real world. Some school rules, for example, forbid inappropriate behaviors such as using profanities and interrupting teachers during a lesson, so children will understand how to communicate with others in a friendly manner when they grow up. People who show courtesy can forge strong work relationships with others in the workplace and solve problems with support and advice of colleagues and supervisors. Sometimes, opponents argue that rules may present a challenge to the development of problem-solving skills. Children tend to adhere to all rules without considering whether these rules are applicable in all situations and whether some better alternatives are available. This can impair the ability to solve problems independently when they face situations not addressed by familiar rules and regulations. For instance, they are taught to listen to parents or teachers at all times, but in the future, there are situations in which the decisions or judgment of those in authority, such as supervisors, are incorrect. If they abide by rules again, problems may remain unsolved. I personally think that younger children need rules, while teenagers deserve more freedom. Young children need rules to establish some good habits, so they are able to tackle problems in an orderly fashion. For instance, schools require them to read books, attend lessons, do homework, and listen to instructions of teachers so as to learn about a subject in depth. This is virtually a problem-solving process that they will follow repeatedly whenever they face challenges in the workplace. By contrast, middle school children should be allowed to exercise discretion in following rules, so they consider ways of responding to some situations independently and critically. For example, teachers can permit students to search the internet for answers to some quizzes, rather than by reading textbooks. Students will gain experience in harnessing technology to deal with problems. In conclusion, I would argue that rules can be imposed when children are young, but should be lifted as children grow older. These strategies can improve their problem-solving abilities.